And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight back again. They're going to be talking about their wonderful concert coming up on October 9th, and I'm going to let them talk about it. From the LaPorte County Symphony, the Executive Director, Emily Yannis, and the Education Director, Jared Collier, and they're going to discuss what's coming up with this wonderful outreach program, which has been in place for several years. Emily and Jared, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Great seeing both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Emily, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about, I think that people would be interested in the history of this a little bit before we get into some of the specifics of the concert that you have, what you do and how you do it. And then Jared, we'll talk a little bit about some of the specifics of what you do during the concert.
Sure. Yeah. So this is the 35th year for this concert, which is pretty awesome. We have a wonderful member of the community, a former member of our board, Michael Drayton, whose family has taken on the lion's share of the administrative work for this concert for years. And so we're really grateful to them. And the concerts are named after them, the Drayton Family Children's Education Concerts. And we present three concerts. And we have had, in the past several years, over 5,000 children come through the Civic Auditorium over the course of those three concerts. And different programs of music geared towards third through fifth graders. And so this has been a cornerstone of the music education initiative for the symphony for the past 35 years.
Jared, maybe you can speak to some of this. What can we expect, like teachers and things, when they come to the concert? And I know, and we'll also talk about some of the resources you have in the background of that, but tell us a little bit about what a kid can expect to hear. What kind of music? What kind of things happening?
Yeah, so we always like to throw a little mix of everything into our concerts. We have especially some great classical repertoire for orchestra, as well as some more modern pieces that even the teachers may not be too familiar with, but also some pop music arrangements for orchestra. So a good mix of pop to classical to new modern pieces. This year, our whole theme is kind of storytelling and how music can describe characters in stories. So we have a lot of music that's describing different scenes from ballets like Cinderella and Swan Lake. We have selections from The Planet by Gustav Holst, all about the planets, as well as a special piece called How Birds Came Into the World that's based on a Native American folklore, and that will have a special narrator with it as well, and it will feature some special sounds that describe the birds and rain and everything else.
It's a beautiful Cherokee legend, so I was so impressed to see it on there.
Yes.
How many concerts do you do in a single day, I guess it is? I mean, having worked children's theater where we did things, buses coming in and out, and Jared and I talked about this beforehand, it's got to be a great logistics thing. But how many concerts do you do in that single day?
Yeah, we have three concerts in a single day. First one's starting at 9:30. Right after that, we go into an 11:10 program. Then there's a small break for the musicians to kind of rest and get a quick meal in. And then we have our final one at 12:45. So kids can kind of get settled into the school day, and then they're back to school before the end of the school day.
So Jared, are those three times broken down by school groups or ages?
Not necessarily. We tend to have repeating schools year after year, and we try to keep them in the same time slot so they always know when to expect to go. And for those newer schools, or maybe a conflict arises one year, we always try to work with their schedule to make sure they can attend at least one of the concerts.
The way that the buses work is kind of miraculous and amazing, how they get them in and out. It does take a lot of advanced preparation. That's where our friend Michael Drayton comes in. He has the mastermind of the logistics of that. And it was last year, it being my first one, it was amazing to witness how seamlessly it all happened. Knock on wood that it goes again seamlessly this year.
Like you said, lots of planning.
What kind of resources are available to teachers? I know I looked here and you have a great study guide and online and preparation things. So briefly tell us about that.
Yes. So every year we offer a free education guide for the teachers that will help prepare their students for the concert, as well as post-concert activities. It has background to all the music we're doing, as well as lesson plans that they can kind of edit and adjust for their classes. That will help them dive deeper into the music they heard, as well as further incorporate all the different concepts that we introduce in there. This year, we're putting more stuff online. So we have the program online, the education guide, as well as we have an instrument Go Fish card game and all the other activities on there as well.
Emily, real quick, you just finished with Hoosier Star. Tell us how about that's going and also what's coming up next for the symphony.
Sure, absolutely. The 19th annual Hoosier Star was fantastic, and we're already planning the 20th annual next year. So stay tuned for some really special 20th anniversary of Hoosier Star events next year. Our next concert coming up after the children's concert is our first subscription concert of the season, a Dia de los Muertos celebration. The orchestra is going to be playing Rodrigo's guitar concerto. We have a fabulous classical guitarist coming in. He's a colleague of Carolyn Watson's at the University of Illinois, has played all over the country and South America. And so we're just really excited about that and a program of Latin American music and composers.
That sounds like a wonderful program coming up this season, and we'll have you back on to discuss that. That's Emily Yannis and Jared Collier and the Drayton Family Concert, which is October 9th. Three things. You can contact them at lsso.net for information. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you both.
And a quick spotlight extra from the Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso and their upcoming production of The Woman in Black. And it's opening October 3rd, running through October 20th. Chicago Street Theater, Art on the Air Spotlight, and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.